going good. How are you?
Hey, on your Instagram, you said you were hoping to see a real-life Eddie while you're in Australia. Has it happened yet?
So I actually saw a live Eddie in his natural habitat yesterday.
Fantastic. Talk us through the experience. When and where? What happened?
So we were at dinner. We were eating. It was very calm. And then the wild Eddie arrived. Had to be careful. You can't get too close, though.
Yeah. Exactly right.
Now, I'm going to say, I saw an interview with you where, you know, they ask you those generic questions about where are you going to be in 5 years? What do you want to aim for? And, you know, most musicians would say, oh, I want to be dominating the charts or whatnot. You want to open a restaurant.
Yeah.
What's the deal behind that?
So, I mean, I could have been like, you know, I want to get number one, which, I mean, obviously that would be amazing. But realistically, I need a restaurant because whenever I want to get food, I'm always having a hard time knowing what I want to get. I'm like, do I want In-N-Out? Like, what food do I want? But if I have my own restaurant, then I would just go eat there all the time. And I think that's just perfect.
It's genius.
It wouldn't be such a hard decision.
Many may think you've just popped out of nowhere. You have been working your butt off. It all started on YouTube, but most people would know you from your single with Ava Max, Slow Dance. But I have a question for you. The film clip for it reminds me a little of Leonardo DiCaprio, Claire Danes, Romeo and Juliet. Firstly, were there vibes with that? Was that the influence?
That was exactly the influence. I've always loved Romeo and Juliet. I love the movie. I think they were so ahead of their time with even like the outfits they were wearing and just like the script. I think it was just amazing.
So I want to back that up with this film came out many years before you were even born, mate. So how is that trying to replicate a film that came out before you? That's older than you.
I mean, I watched it like 3 or 4 times before the music.
Now, tell me, you hit the big time now. A lot of people know your name. How many parties do you get invited to? And also, how many girls try and slide into your DMs?
Honestly, you would be surprised. I haven't been invited to that many parties yet. It's kind of sad. No, I mean, I've been doing a lot of traveling. You know, I've been in Australia. Next week I go to London. I'm trying to keep a good head on my shoulders. I'm not partying too much, like too crazy.
So when you go home, obviously they know you before all of this. So is the family still expecting you to do the dishes after dinner? Are your friends still making you designated driver? What's the sitch?
Oh yeah, they got to keep me humble somehow. So I'm always doing the dishes.
Always. Are you a washer or the dryer?
I'm the washer. I don't like drying.
Yeah, drying's the worst, isn't it?
Do you reckon that's the worst? Do you reckon that's the worst job? Because for me, I'll pretty much do any household chore except mop floors. I'll even clean a toilet over mopping a floor. I don't know why.
Yeah, totally.
Josh is giving me the blankest stare going, you are speaking to an international superstar and you're talking about ditches.
I know, you know, poor guy wants to talk about his music and here you are talking about cleaning toilets, you know. So, look, I swear, AJ, not everyone in Australia is like this.
I thought we were going to talk about the single, but, you know, this is cool too.
Yeah, well, let's talk about your single.
Yeah, say it again. We are loving it. How is it to be able to follow up with new tunes and know that it's not just one single with Ava Max, that you were still pumping out hits and people want this in their ear holes?
Honestly, it's so surreal. It's been amazing just to, you know, keep releasing music. And it's awesome to see the growth as well with, you know, with each song. Each release, just with streaming and everything, it just gets bigger and bigger. So that's honestly one of the best feelings in the world.
I just bought a guitar for the first time. I'm 30. I really want to learn, AJ, obviously a bit older than you. But what's your tip for me to become famous?
Obviously, plenty of hard work and practice. I mean, Josh ain't going to be a star tomorrow, is he?
Well, let's not write me off. Let's not write me off. Let's just calm down on that one. AJ was going to say nice things. And
So you are out here on a promo tour. Are we expecting maybe a tour on the horizon, an album? What's going on?
Oh, yeah. Hopefully next year, tour.
Great.
But definitely top of 2020, I'm releasing my first album.
Amazing. So we can look forward to that, hopefully follow it up with a tour, and hopefully me talking about doing the dishes hasn't put you off, we'll get you back on our show sometime in 2020.
AJ, but we'll understand if you don't. It's all right.
I'll be there.
AJ Mitchell, you are amazing. Please come by again. We've loved you.
I will. Thanks for having me.